observed a persistent public narrative surrounding the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict, identifying invariable Armenia or Armenians as the enemy and openly promulgating hate messages. The European Commission on Racial Intolerance has found that Azerbaijan's leadership, education system, and media are very prolific in the denigration of Armenians. Politicians and civil servants were the main disseminators of hate speech in the media, followed by journalists. Recently, a parliamentary committee of Azerbaijan adopted a statement which referred to Armenians as a cancerous tumor of Europe. The third committee urged Azerbaijan to condemn and investigate statements by politicians that vilify or incite racial hatred against any ethnic minority and to prosecute those responsible. The committee has expressed further concern about the promotion and incitement of racial hatred in school textbooks, in particular against ethnic Armenians. Freedom House has noted how the Azerbaijani government has cultivated a policy of extreme hostility toward ethnic Armenians with educational, cultural, political, and military components, including the Azerbaijani school curriculum, which is known to include negative and discriminatory references to Armenians. Azerbaijan erected a trophy park in its capital to glorify atrocities committed during the war in Nagorno-Karabakh. As the commissioners of High Human Rights on the Council of Europe stated, this kind of display can only further intensify and strengthen long-standing hostility sentiments and hate speech and
thank
multiply.
Thank you very much for your statement, but the 2 minutes have elapsed. Is there any other delegation requesting to exercise right of